Welcome. I'm so glad you found your way here. Today, we'll be working with grief. Jack Kornfield wrote, "We've forgotten the importance of honoring our tears. Grief is one of the heart's natural responses to loss. When we grieve, we allow ourselves to feel the truth of our pain, the measure of betrayal or tragedy in our lives. By our willingness to mourn, we slowly acknowledge, integrate, and accept the truth of our losses. Often, the best way to let go and move on is first to grieve fully. So I invite you to find a comfortable posture, one that allows the chest, the heart center, to be open and full. If working with grief and meditation is new to you, I'd like to suggest bringing to mind a caring individual in your life, someone who's been there to support you in the past when sadness or loss was present. Visualize them coming and sitting with you. Perhaps they might hold your hand or place an arm around your shoulders. I'm going to give you a few moments to create an atmosphere of support. That might include visualizing sitting in a special place, like a clearing in the woods or a sandy beach along the ocean. Or it may just be simply a beloved corner in your home. And when you're ready, begin sensing your breath. Feel the breath as it moves in and out of the body. And as you do, scan through the body from the top of the head to your feet, inviting relaxation to every aspect of the body and the mind. We're just going to take a few moments here, simply following the breath in and out, allowing the in-breath to open and the exhale to relax, soften any tightness or tension you're holding. Perhaps breathing in ease and breathing out calm. Now, bring your full attention to your heart center, the middle of your chest. Feel the breath here. Focusing on the breath here in the middle of the chest can help you become aware of what's within you. You might even want to take a hand and gently place it over the middle of the heart center, as if you were holding a vulnerable child or a close friend. As in truth, that is what you are. And as you continue to breathe in and out through the heart center, allow the heart mind to offer losses or pains you are grieving to simply arise into consciousness. As our time together is short, I'd like you now to choose one pain or loss that has arisen nothing too raw. Something no more than a 3 or 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. It could be something like a lost piece of jewelry or a broken favorite mug. It could also be a dream that hasn't come to fruition. Listen to your heart. Let its wisdom guide you. And now let the story, the images, and the feelings of this loss come naturally. And as they do, hold each gently, perhaps offering words of compassion and understanding and care. It's all right. We all grieve sometimes. It's all right. Loss is a part of life. It's okay. I'm sorry. Take your time. There is no rush. Let the feelings come layer by layer, a little at a time. Keep breathing softly and compassionately. And let whatever feelings are there, pain and tears, anger and love, fear and sorrow, come as they will. Touch them gently with the breath. Allow the in-breath to unravel and the exhale to release them from the body and mind. Allow the breath to make space in the heart for any images or memories that arise. Breathing in and breathing out, allow the story to unwind. Breathe and hold it all with tenderness, compassion, and kindness. I'll offer a few moments of silence for you to continue this process. If you feel overwhelmed at any point, you can simply release the imagery, open your eyes, perhaps find your ground by touching the floor with your feet, or allow the ebb and flow of the breath to bring you back to stillness and calm. Breathing in ease, breathing out calm. Offering compassion to whatever arises. I see you. This is hard. It's okay. Loss is a part of life. Grief has a way of making us feel isolated, alone, cut off from life. Yet in truth, we're never alone. At this moment, individuals all over the planet are grieving a similar loss or pain as yours. The grief we carry is part of the grief of the world. Hold it gently, and we honor it for all. We can come to an understanding, and we don't have to keep it anymore. We can let it go into the heart of compassion. You can weep and allow your tears to carry it from you. You can allow the breath to carry it from you. Releasing the grief we carry is typically not a one and done. It can be a long, tear-filled process as we release the different aspects of loss. Yet, it does follow a natural intelligence of the body, the heart. Trust the intelligence. Trust the unfolding. Again, I'll offer a space of silence for you to continue your practice. It's okay. It's all right. We all experience loss from time to time. Honor the sadness. Honor the tears. Along with sitting with grief in meditation, some grief may ask to be written out, cried out, sung out, maybe even danced out. As you move from this space, I'll encourage you to pause now and then to be open to the timeless wisdom within you that carries you through grief to an open heart. Namaste.